Oops. The first one concerning Vonnegut is quasi well known. The second one concerning Japan and Hungary is not really interpretable based only the lines. I assume the second figure shows time series between circa 1960 to 2010. But the vertical axis should have a unit and the whole figure should have a title. These information units could be available as a kind of legend below the figure. On the other hand, I think the title of the second figure has to concern the key word of food. But my real problem is, what can be the connection between Vonnegut and the lines?
We have to go on step by step. The title of the second figure is Food Supply Index for Japan and Hungary. The unit of the y-axis is score or goodness point. It means the value of 10,000 is a kind of norm value. Each index value above the norm is a sign of a good year, good period for the country, and the index values below the norm let define a suspicion that the affected years, periods are bad phases of the history of the particular country. You will surely ask me, sooner or later, how the index values are calculated? But I could even ask you the same.
Before I try to answer, a question from me to you. Why do you think it is rational to ask me? It is not the job of you, of the conductors, of the teachers to declare definitions. The test questions later can be seen as rational, but questions before teaching something seems to be irrational for me.
This question is really important for the further steps too. You said, without motivation it is not really good to be part of learning processes. The questions before teaching are a tool to create motivations and parallel. This technique is the technique of the conductors who are responsible for supporting you. Teacher have to make declarations and have to ask you whether to learn them, without to evaluate your motivations, opinions, alternative approaches. But I think you will have an appropriate answer to my question before.
Yes, I do, or rather I hope to have the answer. The index values could be the total value of each food categories measured in gram per capita per day, where the world average value could be seen as the norm value of 100.00%. Without digits it means 10,000 scores or goodness points. It seems to be not very complicated, but I think so easy cannot be the proper answer. May I ask you, what is the solution of this riddle-like question?
Yes, you may ask me, but I will only answer you if you try to answer your own question before. It is the same technique as in case of the previous question. If you dare to have an own statement, you should have more motivation to handle the problem furthermore. I see, you do not have any idea. But I am here to help you if you cannot go on alone. The additional information is a new question. If you can decide what kind of food sorts is worth to have during a journey, assuming you may have only 3,000 gram per capita per day, then I think you will have ideas. What would be better?
Thank you. Based on the last question, it is very simple to say what the general problem is with my first approach, building a total value of each food category. This addition leads to a total weight, it means quantity, without any qualitative evaluation. 3,000 gram water has not the same value concerning a survival potential as 3,000 gram juice. Therefore, the red and blue lines, the index values, should be capable integrating qualitative and quantitative aspects. However, I do not know how it is to realize.
Excellent interpretations. You declared immediately the so-called naive approach with the total values. And you could also derive a critical approach to your own hypothesis. It is very, very good. The next question is, therefore, how can I explain you the calculation logic of the index values in a way where you will believe that you do not need a robust pre-knowledge in mathematics? The keyword for increasing of complexity without having trouble with the mathematics is the phenomenon of the black boxes. A black box is here and now a closed problem where the science may declare a solid solution without deep interpretations. If I say you examples, then it will immediately be clear what all black boxes can be. You know about calendars, chronometers. But you have only foggy details in your head about cosmology and/or quantum physics. I am in the same situation, and almost all people speak about the time and use chronometers day by day frequently. The real nature of time is hidden. With other words, we have the deep layers of the phenomenon time in a closed, in a black box.
All right, I do understand. And therefore, it seems to be enough if I have the core idea of something as before. I try to cite myself. The index values should be capable integrating qualitative and quantitative aspects. This low-level mathematical knowledge is the essence of the needed complexity, and here and now it is not relevant how it is possible to calculate a kind of anti-discriminative index values. I may use this new component as a new Lego element never seen before.
Exactly. The so-called artificial intelligence-based era expects that we are capable using black boxes. The classic teaching methods and philosophies tried to explain each detail for everybody. We learned things decades long which were never used later by the most of us and were ever used just by a little group of professionals. Let alone, even they had always the possibility to search for details if they already understood the core ideas. Therefore, we need to know, there are offline and or online and solver-based engines being able to derive anti-discriminative index values.
All right. My motivation level is increasing with each of your sentences step by step. I see that seemingly horror-like keyword like solver-based engines or even big data, artificial intelligence should only be seen as labels, tags, and we should not afraid of them at all. On the other hand, I think, revolutionary new ideas need that a few of us want to open and be able to open the black boxes sooner or later. Even the geocentric concept about the world and later the heliocentric approach is a good example what will happen with us if black boxes may be opened.
Well, enthusiasm is good, solid processes are however better. We have to go back to the still open questions. We have namely a lot of them. I think we should now focus on the Vonnegut question. Vonnegut used a lot of existing number in order to derive a well-known date of 1944 in connection with the involved persons being also affected through the Second World War. Following the analogy and focusing on the question of the core messages of the needed article, it would be amazing if we were able to derive highlighted years of a country, for example, in Wikipedia based on food supply statistics.
Sorry, but I do not know whether I did really understand now your interpretation concerning this surprising effect. Did you really say that we will have the chance to derive time series of food supply index values about a country with positive and negative peaks and parallel we should find highlighted years in Wikipedia where the history of the particular country is presented in such a way that these years will be the same? And if will it be not a kind of coincidence?
Exactly, it is that what I wanted to express. It could be seen as a specific interpretation of the Turing test because coincidences are coincidences, but a high frequency of repetitions cannot be a coincidence. We will be searching namely not only for one suspected year what can naturally be one of the highlighted years in Wikipedia about the history of a country. No, we will derive a lot of food-based views and we expect that the years with the highest occurrence are the same years which were highlighted in Wikipedia.
Stop. I hope to understand that we are capable of deriving time series of aggregated and yet optimized food supply index values. But I could not understand why and how should we have the possibilities to derive parallel more alternative figures, time series. How can a black box engine create alternative models at all? Through which parameters will be possible to initiate parallel interpretations. Is this not a kind of trap? Should I not still know significantly more about these AI engines, contrary to our previous black box interpretation?
Your question is not without reason. Did you ever see a kaleidoscope, or even did you try to see well-known forms like animals, hearts, etc. in clouds? The parallel interpretations of clouds are depending on the goals. A heart-like or V-like form can be rotated and interpreted as a mathematical sign of bigger, smaller. The parallelism affects here and now the meaning. On the other hand, the same statistical data can be processed in a more or less sensitive way. The most trivial example is the case of the moving averages. The smooth lines will can have other peaks than before.